BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Traditions. Apostle Paul started the congregation in Corinth. He was there for only 18 months. He started by preaching Jesus in a Jewish synagogue, but he left it to form a Christian congregation, as we see in Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 18. Before he left the city, he established the basics of a Christian congregation after the model of a Jewish synagogue. The same basic bylaws were applied to all the Christian churches, that is, congregations. The congregations followed Jesus' teaching as first taught by Paul and later by Silas and Timothy, who arrived later upon Paul's request, and then Apollos. However, the congregation at Corinth needed many bylaws on matters Jesus did not teach about. Some were what days to meet and times to meet, where they should meet, who would be responsible for the finances, and etc., stuff like that. So Paul praised them for keeping these bylaws after he left. He called them traditions, though the NIV translates a Greek word as teachings, and the King James translates it as the old word ordinances. Other bylaws were presented in this chapter, perhaps ones that Apostle Paul did not discuss with them while he was with them. The traditions he discussed in this chapter have to do with the nature of their worship service, but more on those in the days that follow as we go through those verses. I learned from today's one verse that traditions and bylaws are a lot like good habits in a personal life. I have bad habits that I have unlearned, although sometimes maybe they come back, and so I have to unlearn them all over again. Good habits are a wise thing to organize a life. I'm not a morning person, as you found out from my last week crazy. Of course, I recorded those not in the morning, but I recorded them after church. Anyway, I'm not a morning person. I have always waked up so slow. My body walks around, but my brain somewhere else. Waking up early to dedicate time to writing daily bread took years. This good habit is still not easy some mornings, but the effects of making it a habit has made it much easier. And I am better because of it. Daily bread is what's a very, very good way to start out the morning. So make some good habits my bylaws. I learned that a long time ago. And make some good family traditions is just as good of habits to make.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.